You're listening to episode number 1993 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 17th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
The company that makes Swiss Army knives is Victorinox. Been in business since 1884. And guess what?
What?
They've never laid off an employee.
Wow.
I find that amazing.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Good for them.
Yeah, they just hide them. They don't have to lay them off. They cut them up with Swiss Army knives. Bury them out back. I'm kidding. The movie A Christmas Story, and I knew this one, is based on some short stories that were originally published in Playboy magazine.
Whoa, really? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
One of the creators of Baywatch is legally blind. Even though 90% of his vision was gone, he wound up directing 40 episodes. No wonder everybody was running in slow-mo.
I guess.
He was blind. He had no idea.
I wonder how he did that.
I don't know.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And one of the very first items ever sold on eBay in 1995 was broken laser pointer for $14.83.
And it was broken?
When the founder of eBay asked why the guy bought it, he said, quote, "I'm a collector of broken laser pointers."
Wow.
And that is some random facts. Time for the Who Cares News. I always know the heavy sigh means that we're in for a treat.
Man, just when you think you can't fix stupid even more.
We're in for a treat, kids.
Joe Exotic has a new venture.
Oh, jeez. Wait, isn't his new venture like doing
being a
time?
Prisoner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got something else on the side? I didn't know you could do that.
Wait
a minute. I've seen Orange is the New Black. You can have something on the side.
Orange is the New Black. I got as far as a ghost chicken. That kind of did it for me.
Ghost chicken was good. I like that.
That was weird.
No, but it got weirder. It did get weirder
That's why it did it for
me. Such a good show, though.
You can basically do anything in prison.
I guess you can.
Yeah.
But then you got to go into solitary. You got to go in the hole.
Oh, no,
then you got to go in the hole.
There's things that happen in prison.
There's stuff that happens in prison.
Gangs that get run on the outside. There's business. There's drugs.
I've seen cop shows. I know. All that happens. And so Joe's going to run a ring of some sort?
No ring.
What's Joe doing?
He's launching his own cannabis line.
Oh!
While doing hard time in the federal prison.
Well, he's doing something above board then, depending on what state he's doing it in.
The Tiger King star cooked up the idea last July, and the wheels on the little Joe Exotic bus have been going round and round in motion ever since. He has a deal locked up to partner with Tango Hotel Charlie Group and Cannabis LTD. Canaxis Limited to launch Joe Exotic Cannabis. So now we're told Joe's been directly involved in the biz through calls and emails with his attorney.
Oh, so he is. You know what? What can he be doing on the inside, really?
I don't know.
Really? What can he be doing? Except
a lot
running
goes
his
on
mouth.
In prison.
I get that, but he's just running his mouth. Hey, I don't know what his lawyer's name is. Let's just say his lawyer's name is like Sam. Hey, Sam, I got to talk to you about this business now. I got to make sure that my likeness is on everything. I'd like to call it Tiger CBD.
Oh, hell's bells. It's the Joe Show.
It's the Joe Show. That sounds better,
Sam.
We can
call it Joe Show CBD.
Oh, God.
We're told Joe's been directly involved in the biz. I already said that. The deal, the deal includes the various companies ponying up the dough, and Joe's name will be attached to the products. So far, CBD edibles will soon be sold in dispensaries throughout California, Colorado, and Oklahoma, while recreational THC is legal in Cali and Colorado. Only medicinal is legal in Joe's Oklahoma stomping grounds.
Okay, so Joe he's got to sell edibles in Oklahoma.
Yes.
It's got to be medicinal. It can't be recreational. Mm-hmm. That's a fine line anyway.
Yeah.
I think that's a fine line.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, coffee is medicinal Monday through Friday and recreational on Saturday and Sunday.
There you go. I like that.
So it depends, I guess, on what day of the week you're looking
there
at.
There you go.
And Becky and Bob Saget were among a star-studded ensemble of celebrities that each recorded themselves wishing congratulations to a high school graduate named Faith.
Wait. Huh? Aunt Becky did one?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I got to check Cameo. Go ahead. I guarantee you that's what it was.
Her dad was behind the organization of said video.
Huh.
So the very lucky.
Huh.
I don't know if you want to call it lucky, but anyway.
She's a high school grad? What does she know from Aunt Becky? Well, Fuller House. Okay. I'll give her that. Because like 3 years
her
ago,
dad would've known.
Wouldn't have cared. Well, yeah, but who cares? Hey, my dad got me Aunt Becky. I wanted John Stamos. Who wants Aunt Becky? She's a con. She's an ex-con.
I know. I want Uncle Jesse.
Get Uncle Jesse.
Yes.
Yeah. Danny Tanner. Potty mouth comic.
That's
you don't
true.
Want him. They can't even let him do America's Funniest Home Videos
Uncle
anymore.
Jesse's still pretty hot.
Uncle Jesse's the dude.
All right, so anyway.
Agree.
The very, quote, lucky, unquote, teenager uploaded the sweet clip to TikTok.
Oh, geez.
And in the must-see video, both Lori and Bob headline as well as other celebs.
What?
Including Randall Park,
what?
Mark Wahlberg,
wow.
Kat Dennings,
wow.
Drake Bell,
wow.
J.K. Simmons, and Jonathan Groff.
Wow.
Now, one would think that Dad has Hollywood connections.
Well, nope. You would think.
He just bugged a bunch of publicists, and the stars were happy to
oblige. Oh, I don't think so. These stars know they can sell this crap on Cameo.
There's more to that.
I think Aunt Becky's worth a good $50 on Cameo, don't you think?
I think she's raised her rates to 50 at least.
She's got to pay off that fine.
Yeah, she could
have a $1 million fine. You know who we could pay to do?
Halle Berry.
Yeah,
you're going to say Halle Berry,
we could
right?
Pay Halle Berry to do it, or Cameo. She's not on Cameo. I got Cameo just to find her. Because I was going to buy her Cameo to do a Van Camp and Morgan thing. And I couldn't find her. I looked. But Dad got a hold of publicists? Was that the story?
He says he bugged some publicists.
I don't know.
That's what it says.
I don't know about that. I think he paid. I don't think he wants to tell his daughter that he paid $5 million for all these cameos. It's the Cameo app. And D-listers on up to, I think, some B-lister celebrities, and, well, they'll go below D-list, are on this app, and they will sell you their little personal video or whatever, TikTok or whatever they'll make for you for a price.
Right.
And it'll be personalized.
And what do you do with it?
Well, you run it on TikTok, or you can do anything you want with it. They don't care.
Uh-huh.
But the A-listers aren't there.
No.
And I don't know what happened to it. I had it on my phone. I haven't used it much. I mean, I haven't bought anything because, you know, who has any money at these rates? Good God. I don't think I could even afford the $50. Let me see. Cameo. Ding, ding.
What are we
ding,
waiting for ding, exactly?
Ding, ding, ding. Savannah Guthrie is hosting Jeopardy this week. Ding, 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 ding. Now, how many women have hosted? Katie Couric?
I don't know.
Savannah Guthrie, Maya Bialik.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
that it.
I think that's it. Could I be wrong? I could be more wrong.
You could be, but I'm not going to tell you that.
All
you
right,
are
we're out of time.
Pout.
Anyway, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.